After throwing the blood of the bull and the goat, that is the bull which the Kohen Gadol brought in order to atone for the Kohanim sins, and the goat which was picked to be Lashem, one of the two goats which are part of the lottery, so the goat which was brought as a korban, so that blood the Kohen Gadol threw, and we learned in the past couple of Mishnayos that he threw the blood of the bull in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the blood of the goat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the blood of the bull on the Paroiches, on the curtain of the entrance of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the same with the blood of the goat. And after that, he mixed the two bloods together. And next, the Torah says, V'yotzeh la'mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem, and he will go out to the Mizbeach, which is in front of Hashem. So the Kohen Gadol was standing in between the Mizbeach, which was in the Heichal, also known as the Kodesh, the main Beis HaMikdash building, which was in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he had been standing in between the Mizbeach and the Paroiches, the curtain, the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now the Torah says that he should go out to the Mizbeach, which is in front of Hashem. Now there were two Mizbeaches in the Beis HaMikdash. One was the Mizbeach HaZahav, which was inside the Beis HaMikdash building itself, in the Heichal. And one was the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, the outer Mizbeach, which was in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So since the Torah specifies that this is the Mizbeach in front of Hashem, that implies that it is the one which is inside the Heichal. So he was already in the Heichal, but what the Torah means when it says to go out, that he went out to the Mizbeach in front of Hashem, that means that he goes sort of outwards. So he goes away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then as we will see, even once he reaches the Mizbeach, he continues a bit further to a different corner, to the second corner which he reaches to of the Mizbeach, so that it's considered to be going out. Be it as it may, the Mishnah tells us that which Mizbeach are we talking about over here? Zeh Mizbeach HaZahav. This is the golden Mizbeach, the Mizbeach which was covered in gold, which was situated in the Heichal itself. Hizchil Melchatev Yored, he began to apply the blood to the Mizbeach in a downwards motion. And he would do this to every corner of the Mizbeach, and he would walk around the Mizbeach. And the reason why he would do it in a downward motion is in order not to let the blood drip on his clothes at all. And so that's why he did it in a downward motion. And the Mishnah asks, Mehechon hu maschil, from which corner of the Mizbeach would he begin to apply the blood? Mekerem Mizrachis Tzfonis, from the northeast corner. Reason being that when he's coming from the direction of the Paroiches, we learned earlier on there was a Machlokes as to whether there was only one curtain or two curtains in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that there was only one curtain, so the Kohen Gadol would go in and out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the same side, and that was the north side of the north direction of the Beis HaMikdash. So if the Kohen Gadol, this Mishnah goes according to that opinion, and if the Kohen Gadol is coming from that side of the Paroiches, so the first corner which he reaches of the Mizbeach HaZahav would be the northwest corner. However, in order to fulfill the posuk of the Yotza, of going out to the Mizbeach, he has to go a bit further out, and so he walks to the next corner, which is the northeast corner. And so once he's applied the blood on that corner, he walks around the Mizbeach, travelling towards his right. So he would go in an anti-clockwise direction, so the next corner would be Tzfonis Ma'arovis, the northwest corner, Ma'arovis Deromis, the third one would be the southwest corner, and the fourth one he would end at Deromis Mizrachis, the southeast corner. So it comes out that Mekom Shehu Maschil B'Chatos Al Mizbeach HaChitzoin, the place, the corner which he generally would begin with when it comes to a regular Korban Chatos, which he brings on the outer Mizbeach, which was situated in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Mishom HaYogim Al Mizbeach HaPanimi, that is the corner which he ends off at, on the inner Mizbeach, when it comes to applying the blood on Yom Kippur as we just described. Meaning that when it comes to regular Korban Chatos, which is brought on the outer Mizbeach, the blood is first applied to the southeast corner. The reason being is that the Kohen would go up on the ramp, and the ramp would be from the south direction. So he was traveling sort of towards the north, coming from the south, and then as soon as he got to the top of the ramp, he would turn right. And that immediate corner, that would be where he would start applying the blood. And then he would walk around the Mizbeach and applying the blood in each corner. But we see that the first one would be the southeast corner. And certainly when it came to applying the blood to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, to the outer Mizbeach, this is a very large Mizbeach, and so the Kohen would walk around the Mizbeach applying the blood in each corner. Now, according to this opinion of the Mishnah, the same would apply to the Mizbeach HaPanimi, to the Mizbeach HaZahav, he would walk around and applying the blood in each corner. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, "V'mkomo ha'omid machate," in his place where the Kohen Gadol is standing, that is where he would apply the blood from, and he would not walk around the Mizbeach applying the blood in each corner like that. The reason being that the Mizbech HaZohov was only 1 amor by 1 amor. It was tiny relative to the Mizbech HaChitzon. And so he wouldn't even need to walk around the Mizbech, he would do it from where he's standing in the northeast corner. And since he's doing it from where he's standing, he no longer needs to apply the blood in a downwards motion for each corner. Because the only reason why he had to do that is because he's standing over there. And if he does it in an upwards motion, it would be easy to dirty his clothes with the blood. But now that he is stretching over the Mizbeach, applying it to all of the corners, V'alkuron, on all of the corners, ha'nosin v'lemata l'mala, he would do it in an upwards direction, from downwards to upwards. Chutz mizoh shei selefanav, except for the corner which was right in front of him, the northeast corner, she'oleho ha'nosin v'lemata l'mata, because on that corner he would apply it from above downwards, in order not to dirty his clothes. That corner is the same as the Tanakama. However, when it comes to the other corners, since he is stretching over, so he would do it in an upwards motion because there is no danger of dirtying his clothes.